This episode is brought to you by Layla __699. Layla, thank you so much for the content. Shouts out to you. Awesome. On with the show. All right, what is up, everybody? I'm like Bailey Sarian. I don't have an intro. Oh, I'm not stealing from it. I'm sorry, Bailey. All right, hello everybody. My name is Jared A. Freeman. This is a special podcast that I'm doing this evening. This is one that was brought to my attention by the awesome Layla. I'm just going to call it Layla __699. So Layla __699, if you're watching, thanks for the hookup. So basically, rundown is, we're talking about conspiracy theories. Well, I brought it up because I read her bio. And we're just going to start off the bat with the one that came to attention is the Travis Scott satanic ritual. Just my two cents. I read about it, I saw about it, I watched the YouTube videos, I watched a few of the TikTok gurus talk about it, and how they were like, oh, it's a satanic ritual, and Travis Scott is, you know, he sacrificed people to Satan, Lord Baphomet, you know, Lord of the Flies, you know, Prince of Darkness. It's probably not too far from the truth, because it's one of those things where it's called a rabbit hole, where the more you look into it, the more it checks out. Like, when you look at Travis Scott, you know, at the last concert, the Astro World Tour, where you walk in there and people are like, you're walking into a new world, and then he's ending up chanting halfway through, and people were getting squashed, and he did nothing to stop it, which is a little unusual, because normally he stops concerts. So that's basically the gist of it, and the whole atmosphere, the aura was off. So I watched the tour, I watched the concert, I watched it for a little bit, but then the screaming and the yelling and just the whole atmosphere, the whole vibe was off, which is worse than my vibe, and I give off a pretty bad vibe. Nah, not really. It was pretty dark, bit of a, you know, Anton Levi kind of a thing, Aleister Crowley kind of a vibe, but... I mean, the problem is that when you watch, like, for example, masquerade balls, like a masked ball from Eyes Wide Shut. If you're into conspiracy theories of satanic rituals, you will really get off on Eyes Wide Shut with Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise. Lovely, scary scene in there. Eyes Wide Shut, it was probably, the last Stanley Kubrick movie before he was assassinated. I believe he was assassinated because he's coming up later, Stanley Kubrick. Keep that in mind. So going back to Travis Scott concert, I mean, you know, you walk into the concert, you walk past the gates and you enter his realm. The music was off, the dancing was off, the beats were off, the tempo was off. It was pretty dark, demonic. It didn't vibe pretty well. It didn't feel like a dancey thing. A lot of people were screaming. But, I mean, one of the things that, you know, one of the things that do come into mind is that there was a lot of people, so people were obviously about to be trampled on, but the fact that nobody stopped it when you could hear the screaming was a little alarming. I don't know why he was very careless and reckless at that point. Just really looking at it, really just, like, you know, like I said, like the vibes, the music and all that, the chanting, but looking at it from my point of view, from my conspiracy expertise, because I actually did a documentary on the Illuminati, and I learned a few things from the Freemason, Masonic, Skull and Bones kind of a deal, is that looking at the elites, you know, like the actual rulers, you know, of Earth, you know, looking at the elites, I don't think a concert, you know, is basically beneficial if they wanted to sacrifice people. People get killed every day. I mean, it's sad, but it happens. But looking at it from a deeper aspect, going further down the rabbit hole, like this iceberg, we're going deeper into the realms of, you know, we're talking about, you know, the a particular family in Europe, killing babies when they're born and drinking their blood, kind of a deal, like a cult. And so Travis Scott and his little antics, I wouldn't consider them a cult. I don't really think that anyone went out in the name of Travis Scott, TS, to go kill people. And then they said, Travis Scott's name is like to enter a new realm. No, Travis was like to cross over, and Scott was like to enter a new realm or something. So they actually said that his name, Travis Scott, was a complete, like anagram for something else. Or a whole new meaning for something else. So, I mean, I guess it could make sense. His music, talks about astral world and sicko mode. And normally, when you come to music, you can read between the lines because, like they said, the biggest trick the devil pulled was following the word doesn't exist. So, when you really look at subliminal messages, like talking about the New World Order and all that stuff, you can really get a grasp of it because it seems straight up in your face, kind of a thing. So yeah, I mean, in like looking at the whole Travis Scott thing, I mean, like I said, with the eyes wide shut, if Travis Scott was walking around in a red robe with a knife, sacrificing people in the name of a Baphomet or, Lord of the Flies or Azazel or, Pazuzu, not really Pazuzu, but like I mean, like a full on, like. I don't know, like, I mean, there was chanting in it, there was some weird chanting and shit going on, I remember that. But, I mean, I guess when people were, unfortunately, all the things was happening, there was a bit of a chanting thing going on, so, I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm, well, that's the thing, to get into the music industry, you gotta sell your soul to the devil, which is technically Sony. As Michael Jackson stated before, he was inevitably killed, unfortunately, because he knew too much, because he's been in the industry for like his whole life. But that's the thing, like that's the thing with like Hollywood, like if you mess with Hollywood, you're gone, you're finished forever, because they're the ones that pull all the strings, like what Metallica says with the master of puppets pulling your strings, twisting your mind as fast as you think, blinded by me, you can't see a thing, just call my name and I'll hear you. Yeah, anyway. What I'm trying to say is that it's really, a part of me doesn't really want to believe that Travis Scott, one of my favorite musicians, is, like in with the devil worshipping, but yet anyone who's a celebrity is basically in with the devil worshipping, because that's what selling your soul is, selling out. I would sell my soul, but unfortunately, my soul doesn't have any weight to it. So I can't really vouch for that, like YouTubers probably are on the spectrum of being a celebrity than me. But I mean, that's neither here nor there, but looking at it from a thing like, I guess maybe that's initiation. With dealing with the elites and higher up, you have to perform certain duties in order to get to specific places into where you want to be on the hierarchy. Like if you want to go up a level, go to the higher realms. You know what I mean? It really does. I mean, I try to like. Like when I first heard the conspiracy theory about, Travis Scott being his tour being a satanic ritual, it didn't strike my mind that it could be a thing, because don't forget, you go to Jay-Z concerts and they're flashing, the all-seeing eye, the eye of Horus right in your face, and the pyramids, which when you look at the pyramids, like the all-seeing eye, it's a capstone, right? What it is, it means you got the pyramid, but part of it's missing, and you just got the all-seeing eye. That means the temples hasn't been built yet. So when that finally connects, that means the Antichrist will come back. There's more to it than what meets the eye. To go fully in depth with the Illuminati and the Skull and Bones and, the families, the Koch brothers, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and whatnot, to actually go down deep enough to scratch the bottom of the barrel would be a very long thing, because you're gonna have to look at all through time, when there was just the 12, like the thing was about six families or 12 members, like, you know, back in Bavaria with the Illuminati, you know, like 1776 or whatever. And then, so basically, you can have a look at all through time of like how basically they were partying like it was nothing, and then people were getting out of control. You know, people, there were more people than what there was of family members, you know, because it's all blood related. You can't be in the official Illuminati unless you're blood related, you know, so you can't be a part of the royal family unless you're blood related. And that's the problem with Diana. She was going to marry someone who wasn't blood related, who was from like Iraq or something, and then the royal family was like, oh, we don't want someone who's not, you know, blood related, so we're gonna have to kill him off. So they killed off Diana, then they killed off the other guy, and in a car crash. So yeah, and the same with JFK. You know, JFK, he was killed by the CIA because he wanted to pull their money, so they used Lee Harvey Oswald as a patsy, even though he was trained in the Marines, so he probably could have done it, but there was like three shooters. So that's just the background of what we're dealing with. So, but looking at Travis Scott, I just wanted to give you guys a rundown. So looking at Travis Scott as a whole, you know, he's a musician, he makes his beats by himself, he's done pretty well for himself. He's dating one of the Kardashians, and that's, this is where it takes a piece of the cake. Travis Scott his own is pretty big, but then you've got the Kardashians, the Jenners, the Kendalls, and all the kind of K's, you know, Kylie, Courtney, Kendall, Kim, Bruce Jenner, all happening, you know. And so looking at it is that, who knows, you know, look at Kanye West. He went crazy after a while. It really comes down to the fact that either Travis Scott did the ritual because he had to keep his status, kind of a thing where he's like, okay, I've got all this money, but I need to, you know, give, because in the art of you know, in the art of soul selling, you know, you don't get money for nothing, and that's what Dire Straits was saying, you know. So, I mean, you know, to make an omelet, you got to crack a few eggs. So, I mean, sacrifice a few people just to keep your celebrity status, you know. There's no different from being a goth, you know, going to your basement, killing a few goats, giving them to Satan, you know. Unfortunately, I don't know if it's true or not, but drinking, you know, blood from dead babies to reach immortality, you know, shit like that. So, I mean, really looking at it, it's like, it's not the craziest thing I've ever heard, you know, to a point, you know, like, it could work, it could not work. But what I'm trying to say is that Travis Scott, you know, looking at it from a satanic ritual, you know, he probably needed to keep his celebrity status, so he had to, you know, give some souls over, you know what I mean? Like, sacrifice some people, you know, chuck a concert, get a few people whacked, keep the celebrity, you know what I mean? Don't bite off the hand that feeds you. Like, you know, you get all this fame and fortune with nothing in return, you know what I mean? And so that's probably one of the ways of looking at it, you know. He's like, okay, Satan doesn't need money, you know, he's powerful, he's immortal, he's eternal. So, I mean, money's kind of useless to him. So he's probably like, well, what does he want more than money? He wants souls. And souls cash up to be about, I think the exchange rate for a soul these days with inflation rounds up to about $600,000. So, I mean, that's five people. What's that? 6, 12, 18, 24, 30. So it's about 3 mil, you know. So 3 mil basically in souls, but this is just the conversion rate. I don't know what the conversion rate for souls are, but let's stay with me. Stay with me. This is going to get good. So, I mean, basically, Satan just wants souls because of the war they're in with the, you know, the living and the dead. So, basically, get a few people killed, give them to Satan. You know. And so, yeah, sacrifice a few people in the name of Lord Saint Baphomet, Allah, and then, yeah, make your money and leave. But I guess that's probably this sense of, you know, fame and fortune, you know, like, they don't really hide it anymore. You know, that's the thing. Like I said, the biggest trick the devil pulled was fooling the world he doesn't exist. And so, yeah, I mean, Travis Scott ritual, I mean, it's one of those things where it's kind of not really debunked. Like, I think someone debunked it, but I mean, it's like saying the Earth is flat, which we'll get onto it a little bit later. I don't want to completely blow everybody's mind. But, I mean, yeah, so Travis Scott, Satanic Ritual. I mean, I'm just trying to look at it from my side of the view. I don't want to add to it because we've all heard about it. We've all, you know, if you're looking at this conspiracy theory, then you've probably read about it. But I'm just trying to give you my sense, my 2 cents, or my 20 minutes on it. But trying to look from a rather aspect, you know, maybe he just threw a satanic ritual, got a few people killed just to keep his name in the game. And that's the thing, you know, you look at all celebrities, they all have a dirty past. You know, Jeffrey Epstein, Hollywood, you know, you gotta, like I said, you don't bite off the hand that feeds you, you gotta pay the bills. You know what I mean? You gotta, you know, pay the man, you know, pay up. When you gotta pay the devil his dues. Okay, that Travis Scott one was a lot to take in. Whew. All right, the other one, that Layla underscore underscore 699, we were talking about, well, I brought it up. Well, she was talking about the moon landing was fake. Not really a secret. I mean, there's a game called Area 51 on the PS2 and on the original Xbox. Basically, you go to Area 51 and you can see the whole setup for the moon landing. You can see the camera, you can see the flag. There's no wind on the moon, so I mean the flag should be moving. Yeah. Sad thing to tell you, the Earth is flat. I mean, I don't really know why people disregard that. The world is flat, okay? And there's ice all around it. And the sun. There's a lot of videos of a sun, like a sunny orb in the high skies. I mean, the reason why the sun is fake is because it's basically a big light bulb, because it's yellow when actually suns are meant to be white, but the sun is yellow when it's not meant to be yellow, it's meant to be white because all stars are white. Then why would I know? You know, go look at the sun. Actually, no, don't do that. But who looks at the sun? So yeah, basically what I'm trying to say is that if the moon landing did happen, why can we not see the flag? I mean, they probably can see the flag. Let me just quickly Google that. Let's just go flag. I don't know, man. I think Apollo 11 and all that bullshit was fake. I mean, a lot of people think we went to the moon, but I mean, if you're gonna fake one, why not fake all the others? I mean, that's the same with Elon Musk and the Tesla Roadster that were saying, oh, it was just done in a big room, green screen, you know, just a projector, fake, fake, fake. But another thing is, Hollow Earth theory. So this kind of contradicts the flat Earth theory. While we're here, so Hollow Earth theory is that the Earth beneath us is hollow, hollowed out, and there's actually a civilization of reptilians. Yeah, so about the world being flat, this is too much. So yeah, if the Earth was hollowed down below, we would inevitably collapse to a point because of how far we dig down. But then that's the same with global warming. They're saying, oh, the Earth is only getting hotter because we're digging down close to the core. But I mean, to really dig down to the core, like what they did in Russia, I mean, would be pretty bad for us because the further you go down, the less air you have. So, I mean, yeah. Maybe the reptilians that invaded Earth and killed all the dinosaurs and created humans to be their slaves live underground. I mean, you can't make this shit up. Oh, well, what are we talking about? Oh, we're talking about Mars, okay. Oh, not Mars, fucking the moon, okay. Moon landing is fake. There's a movie called The Shining. A lot of Stanley Kubrick made The Shining, well, made the movie. So when you look at the I'd encourage you all to watch Stanley Kubrick, The Shining, and looking at the NASA conspiracy theories behind it, because they say that Stanley Kubrick would have made footage for the actual moon landing and whatnot. So yeah, they're saying that Stanley Kubrick made the footage for the moon landing, or with the moon landing, they actually got video footage from 2001: A Space Odyssey. So give or take, but I personally don't think we left Earth. And that being said, is that if we inevitably did leave Earth, we would have space junk, which we have space junk, but it's destroyed the ozone layer. But that being said, we don't really have an ozone layer anymore because it's all destroyed because of the pollution. That being said, the sun is hot and it's melting us away. That being said, everything is melting. That being said, you see where I'm coming from, is that if you connect the dots, it all leads back to one thing: climate change. Climate change has actually been a lot easier than what it used to be. So you think when we had all those dinosaurs roaming around, or dragons, depending on what conspiracy theory you want to talk about, is that when you look at the dinosaurs roaming around and the cows, burping a lot, because cows burp produce a lot of carbon dioxide that destroy the atmosphere. So before humans, you have all these farmland animals burping, eating, gassing, and yet somehow we remain the same. Yeah, I'm not saying climate change is bullshit. I'm just saying that if it was meant to happen, it would have happened fucking billions and millions of years ago, because the Earth is like, what, 60 million years old. So yeah, we've only been around for like 2,000 years, maybe even longer. Who's fucking counting at this point? Who gives a shit? So yeah, for us to say, oh, the world is 60 million years old, dinosaurs, birds, the bees, humans, yeah, no, it's all bullshit. Climate control is just to make everything eco-friendly and just cut out fossil fuels. And where do you get fossil fuels from? The ground. What is created in the ground? Petrol. What do you do when you get petrol? You dig for it. What does the ground do? Make more petrol. This is what dumb people do. This is what the people don't realize about the government, okay? The earth, everything we have now was created by the Earth, okay? So petrol is on like a thin stream all around the Earth, so it creates petrol, so you can't run out of it because it recreates it. It'll just remake it, like plastic turns to oil. You see where I'm coming from? If we stopped building, okay, if we stopped doing everything, inevitably the Mother Nature would take back over. Everything would be grass, everything would be, moss, everything would be out of control, everything would just be farm, everything would just be jungle. And this is the thing that really gets interesting. So basically everything on this earth was water and an island, okay? Where does that shit come from? The ice caps. Ice caps melt, create more water. Okay. What happens when you get more water? The earth is actually getting colder. Okay. It's just because the ozone layer is getting destroyed. Therefore, people think the world's getting hotter, but it's actually getting colder. because of all the ice caps melting, creating water, flooding the earth. But hey, it just goes round and around and around. The world is like 80% water. Okay, the ice that is killing the polar bears isn't the only fucking ice in the world, because you got caverns underground. Okay. But about the moon landing, it's bullshit. It was made by Stanley Kubrick, and that's why they killed him, because he was revealing the secrets about it. And with Eyes Wide Shut, he was revealing the secrets of the Freemasons, as you will. And so they killed him for it, because one thing that Hollywood doesn't like to do is expose. Anyone that goes against Hollywood gets killed. Same with Disney. Except Mickey Mouse is the one beating you up. So yeah, moon landing is fake. Global warming is, kind of bullshit, but, the problem is with conspiracy theories is that they're becoming fact. And that's what people are waking up to, but, I mean, it's a bit of everything, really. Alright, so, starting off with the lovely Travis Scott. NASA, the moon landing. We're going to look at the chemtrails, how they're polluting the air, which is not really a secret. People that haven't smoked a cigarette in their life can get lung cancer, let's be real. It's because the air we have now is full of carbon dioxide, it's full of dust, it's full of dirt, it's full of viruses. It's the air we have now isn't, as sustainable as, back in 6 million years ago with the dinosaurs and shit. That air would be a lot different, and we'd probably suffocate, or our lungs would collapse, figure of speech, because it'd be too pure for our lungs. And so that's why, chemtrails is the planes drop chemicals, and they drop chemicals through the sky. Chemicals fall, they land on trees, they land on the grass, and when they land on the trees, they get taken up with the wind, and people inhale it, and they do it in very dense areas. Population control, Agenda 22 isn't too far from the truth. It is not really a secret anymore. It's been happening for years since, the Rockefeller, the Rothschilds realized that, they make up the world's richest population, and to get rid of all the homeless people, the lower classes, to just eradicate them from existence, creating viruses, creating AIDS, creating MSG, creating food, which is, food these days is processed food. You can't really buy something from your local supermarket without it being genetically modified, which is GMO. Basically, the best way to create food, well, the best way to live is to live on an island. Okay, live on an island, grow your own fruit, grow your own vegetables. Yeah, because when you buy stuff from groceries and from supermarkets, they've got chemicals, steroids. That's the same with the meat. All the meat has shit in it. Because they get the cows and they give them steroids to make them more tender or tougher or make them taste nicer, So basically MSG is another one. MSG alters your DNA, which can lead to health problems, but they don't want to talk about it, because if everyone stopped buying MSG, a lot of places that serve MSG meals, not being specific, they would inevitably go bust, because people would be aware of it. So take out the middleman, and yeah, the same with smoking. The government really, really wants people to smoke, let's be real here, because they want people to smoke because it makes them money, okay? But the problem is that when people smoke, you're going to develop health problems. And with health problems, it comes from the government, right? So here's the thing, looking at Australia, is that the Australian government doesn't want people to smoke cigarettes. Because what happens is, If people go to hospital in Australia with Medicare, the government pays for it. You know what I mean? You don't pay for the government does, and they don't like that. They don't want to give you handouts. So they're like, okay, you want to smoke, fine, but we're going to sting you a lot of money for it. Same with the pokies, you know. We want you to quit playing the pokies, but we don't want you to quit playing the pokies because that's where our money comes from. It's the same with Jenny Craig and Macca's. When you go to Jenny Craig, you're going to see Macca's everywhere. Like, I shit you not, in Cheltenham, there's Jenny Craig beside a Macca's. So what do you do after you meet the Jenny Craig and had your health therapist? You go straight to Macca's. And around you go. See, if everyone was skinny, they lose money because you need to have clients. And if people only come once and they're fixed, you're not going to make any money, are you? It's called supply and demand, like therapists. Therapists make their money because they keep you sick. That's why I don't really believe in mental therapy. Like, I don't believe in therapists because they make you sick. They don't want to fix you because it's like mechanics. You know, if they would have truly fixed your car, they'd make no money. So they got to fuck with it. You know what I mean? And around you go. Like the cure for cancer. You know, if everyone had the cure for cancer, they wouldn't make any money now, would they? I'm Jared A. Freeman. Thank you for tuning in. If I miss anything, let me know. If you want me to add anything, let me know. But this shit's just getting way too real. All right. Thank you, Layla underscore 699. All right, cool, out.